24 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. And you know, on a Monday morning, generally to get you going, a little bit of morning inspiration from the wonderful Sarah Swainson and her Bold Heart Initiative. And once again, Sarah is in the studio with a guest who is no stranger to magnificence. Barry Lewin is a legend, the legend of the longboard and the big wave. And oh gosh, I'm humbled to be in the presence of such greatness this morning. Welcome to you both.
Very flattering day. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's a Monday morning. And just to make sure that we start our week off with the right way and the right mindset, it's the Bold Heart segment. And for anybody tuning in for the first time, this segment is about encouraging people to live boldly, mainly by sharing other people's stories and what helps them to live a life that is full and rich. So, Barry, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking a moment out of your busy schedule to share some of... you've lived a curious, you describe yourself as a curious adventurer who's a avid water sports enthusiast. Have I summed that up quite well?
Passion for the ocean, getting outdoors and getting in the ocean and getting salt is definitely part of the DNA.
So you've done a number of things in your life, and we're going to dive into some of them, because some of them are like, we're going to leave Coast to Cancer for a little bit later. But as you've looked back, has there been something that has really... was there an element that shaped your life, or was there a defining moment that led you on a path to live this bold, adventurous life?
So, Sarah, I think you're going back, talking about living boldly, and some of the things that changed those perspectives, I think it started pretty young. As a super competitive kid, I was playing very good water polo and sort of really strong water sports with life-saving and a whole lot of other things. I took on a little adventure of doing the Doozy River Canoe Marathon as a 15-year-old. It's a iconic event in our KZN calendar. It's 120 Ks from Maritzburg to Durban. And as a 15-year-old, it really is outside your comfort zone for a number of reasons. Firstly, the route, you've got to navigate a lot of the sections through the river. There's carrying your boat through portages. And obviously, this was a bold thing to do. But
as a
15-year-old. A couple of my mates at school were doing it. And I think the idea of just doing something outside the box really ticked my boxes. And specifically, there was some other reasons of trying to stay fit over my Christmas holidays without having to swim up and down a swimming pool. This adventure sounded like something a little bit different that would motivate me in a time of the year that I wasn't necessarily going to be sort of getting myself out there. So I think a lot of the things that shaped me, though, were the experiences on the Doozy River Canoe Marathon. On day two, I hadn't seen a lot of the route before. Being young, getting out into the valley was quite difficult, and I managed to see some of the route, but on the event, I broke the boat into two pieces on day two.
That's not a good thing, is it?
No. I used sticks and duct tape to keep it together and finished in an 8.5-hour day. I then sort of ended up finishing the event in a 21-hour doozy. Now, most people that talk to me now as a paddler, paddling is what I do. It's a daily activity for me. I've done well in races around the world and sort of been on an international circuit. If I tell them that I've done a 21-hour first doozy, they'll laugh at me. Most people do a 12-hour first doozy, and sort of your winning times are 8 hours. So the reality of spending that amount of time in the valley, overcoming adversity, definitely shaped some of the perspective it kept me coming back. So that was just the spark from a paddling perspective that got me started.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved getting stuck with a boat in a valley. There's mud everywhere. You got to climb out of cauldrons and down big rapids. And a lot of the things that I learned out of that was...
from the discomfort, most probably, as well.
That second day was long. Stopping on the side of Ananda Dam to empty the boat and putting the thing back together every couple of kilometers, was overcoming adversity. But I think that's one of the major things that kind of shaped me doing these bold things, that they don't always go right. Sometimes they go wrong. And there's so many lessons in... some of the things that go wrong in those experiences.
Do you see a connection between a lot of the time, like people going on an adventure or doing something boldly, and their perspective changes? So they come back almost, they've got a new perspective. So the going through, being curious, going through this adventure, this bold activity, reshapes the way you think going then forward. 100% to do some big things, haven't you? 100%
agree. So for me, there's a couple of things. You talk about the word connection. For me, what I thrive off now is some of the connection that I have with nature. So we get to paddle every day. Last week alone, I paddled just one of my paddles. I was able to paddle with dolphins, whales, and a turtle just in one paddle. I get to be outside in nature. And I think I thrive off that connection with nature. And a lot of the time we get stuck behind our desks in offices and we don't necessarily connect with the outside world. And for me, that's one of the things that I thrive off now. And obviously getting outside my comfort zone, I think doing some of these extreme events sometimes can really challenge you and make you grow. And when you take some of those lessons into your day-to-day life, I definitely think you're going to be a better person for it.
You've also had the opportunity to travel. And I think this is one of the things that I've noticed. Like, when you have the opportunity to travel, it often gives you empathy. Well, you can choose it. When you see different cultures, you see different people, different nationalities, I think that gives you a certain empathy. Have you, you've obviously traveled quite a bit through sport and stuff. Have you ever experienced that? Did you come back richer through being curious about a different culture, a different environment?
I think some of my travels actually shaped my life in a drastic way. I think we talk about these paradigm shifts of perspective change. I think when we actually see different perspectives, we're able to challenge our own. One of the first trips I did on a surf ski perspective, I traveled for 10 years around the world on a surf ski world tour of sorts. I wouldn't call it a professional tour because you don't really make enough money in a marginalized sport to support yourself, but it was a passion for me. And one of the first trips I ever did was to a little island or a little archipelago of islands called Tahiti. And the culture of the people actually changed the course of my life. I was about to finish university and go get a job. And I came back from that trip looking and seeing this culture and how it revolved around the ocean, how the people connected with one another and how authentic the people were in their day-to-day lives. I came back, I never got a job. I went out and started my own businesses. And the perspective out of that trip helped me be bold.
Yeah.
I started my first business at 24, straight out of university. And a lot of the lessons came from the travel that I did around the world and the people I met. I think the people are key.
I think the two things are the empathy that you get and the human connection. Now, we know that the human connection is so important. But you've gone on to not only tackle physical bold adventures, but you've gone on to tackle quite bold business adventures. You know, sometimes our shifts change from physical to other adventures. Tell us a bit more about different kinds of adventures or bold, acting boldly.
So one of the changes, obviously, with COVID, I've met my beautiful wife, Lauren, and we've now had two kids.
Yeah,
and
so that's an adventure in itself.
and that, I think, I don't want to call it a midlife crisis, but we definitely start to analyze how we live our lives. And I definitely had a career change on having my first child. I did start my first another business in another part of the world, a business that I started with my partner, Greg Vocht. We've got a tour operation in Mauritius on the other side of the Indian Ocean, which is very bold for us. We don't live on the island. We don't operate on the island. Yet I did do 10 tours to a surf ski race there and really saw a great opportunity to take people outside their comfort zone in a beautiful, beautiful environment. And yes, so I think two of my modern day bold ones was one was having kids and the second was starting a business in another country. Both have been unbelievably rewarding adventures. I now get to take my kids to Mauritius every year and take people paddling on one of what I think is some of the best paddling conditions in the world. So the rewards are great. The hard work is not to be shied away from. It's always been challenging.
So obviously, we've been chatting about big things. So what if there's somebody sitting here and they go, yeah, that's all right for you. You know, I'm not a professional paddler. I'm not this. What do you think you would say to somebody who they just want to take that first step to do something, to go and run on Sunday or to go and walk on Sunday or just to at the Life and Style event? You know, what if you've never done anything like that? What would you say to that person listening this morning?
I think all of these bold, and we call them bold adventures, bold things, sometimes can seem absolutely crazy. But someone that has these bold ideas or bold concepts has to break them down into nuts and bolts on a daily basis. And we talked about, you said something about the Coast to Coast campaign. So I rode a jet ski around South Africa.
Yeah,
it was
this
huge, huge thing.
I'd known you at the pub. I could have come along.
It was a 25-day jet ski expedition to raise money for a cancer charity that was close to my heart and was put together by my best friend. And I actually didn't want to do this thing. It was wild. I thought it was crazy. I'm very much so come from a kayaking background, and jet skis weren't my thing. And my best mate said to me, well, if I'm going, you're going. You have to come with. And I think you've done this to many people along your journey too, as you rope people into some of your adventures.
I plead the fifth.
But there were little nuances and stepping stones to get to that big goal. Mm. And if you break them down into your day-to-day things, and I think you've spoken it about a couple of times, of what is the one thing I can do today that can just get me one step closer to where my goal is, and breaking them down into little nuanced pieces. And I can tell you now, if you're going to run on Sunday for the first time, you're not going to be running 15 Ks in the fun run for the Life and Style fun run. You're going to be taking little steps. You're going to be walk running. My suggestion is get good advice. So surround yourself with people that are going to help you get to where you want to be. So get a coach. Join Ordinary Active.
That's a very good idea.
So get involved with communities and people that surround us. So for Coast to Coast, we got the best watermen in the country in our team. So we recruited Mark Addison, who was had been at sea his whole life, and a guy like Jason Rimming had seen the biggest surf in the world. And we surrounded ourselves with the most amazing team and the most amazing people that I couldn't say no anymore. That I was so excited to get up in the morning and go and do some of the little nuances of going to train, going. We did a number of hours on the jet skis before the tour, and by the time it didn't seem so daunting anymore because of we'd put the building blocks in place to get to where we wanted to be.
Yeah.
It does take the first step, and sometimes some of the stories that you tell I think are very good conduits to getting people outside of their comfort zone to take that first step.
Yeah.
So I love telling stories. I like listening to podcasts. So from an inspiration perspective, find something that's going to get you out of bed in the morning, whether it not be alarm clock, but something else.
Yeah.
Something absolutely. To look forward to, whether it be that first coffee, set it up the night before, or get that podcast ready to get you out of bed.
I think also we spoke about find that thing that just, I talked about that it gives you butterflies in the bottom of your stomach. You know, something that you can get excited about in the morning. And often if I'm finding disconnection in my own life, I actually go, okay, hang on a minute. Where do I feel most alive? And then I've got to cultivate that in my life again. Sometimes it works. Sometimes I'll end up doing some very stupid things, but it's all good. Very lastly, if you have to sum it up, what does it mean living boldly to you?
I think I've always lived boldly. So for me, it comes quite naturally. And you build the skill sets to be able to live boldly over time.
It's a bold heart muscle, isn't it?
It is. and I think it's almost an attitude that you wake up in the morning with. I've never battled with this subject. I really am someone that lives boldly. What it is to live boldly is actually up to you. And this is the cognitive decision-making process of designing your life. I think if you think about where you want to be in a year or 2 years or 3 years, is that going to be something that inspires you today? I know having kids now, I want to be able to wake up in 5 years' time and have had spent lots of time with my kids. So they're on my priority chain right up at the top. We've got a World Champs in a couple of weeks here in Durban. Am I waking up in the morning doing enough training that I can get to that event and be proud of my performance? So there's all of these nuances that we are, as we look forward, designing your life, living boldly is up to you.
I think it also looks different for everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what you can't steal somebody else's bold heart. You've got to build it yourself. You've got to find that thing that really makes you come alive and take that one little first step. Dave, that's our bold heart segment this morning. Barry, thank you very much for being here with us. Thank you for sharing some of your bold adventures. And we wish you all the best for Worlds. Hope it goes really fantastically. It's a very special event in Durban. So if anybody's interested, they should go and check it out.
Yeah, so the ICF World Champs from a surfski paddling perspective is here in Durban from the 17th to the 19th of October. It really is a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's going to be happening from DC in the city. And I'm sure you'll be hearing more around that event in the weeks to come as the media goes out. So looking forward to that.
And Sarah will be back in a week's time with another exciting venture. something to inspire and hopefully get you off the couch and along the road to a more exciting life. This will be up as a podcast as well, folks. So if you joined us halfway through or just caught the end of it and you'd like to hear the entire conversation, which I suggest you do, it'll be up, as I say, as a podcast on our websites and on our apps. Barry Lewin, special guest, Sarah Swainson of Bold Heart, and you're on The Morning Show on Radio Life.